Live and local. News Talk and Farm. The Mighty 690 KGGF.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you on this fabulous, finally sunny Halloween day. And we have on the phone with us, as we do every Thursday, we have Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing just fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. We finally see the sun after a couple of days, so it's very nice to see this finally, even though it's cold still.
That's right. It doesn't look as spooky as it did yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
They look kind of dreary.
Yeah, I would flip it. I would flip it. I would make yesterday sunny, make today spooky looking. So, all right. Well, Becky, lots of animals at the shelter, lots of loving animals. Let's go ahead and talk about those beautiful animals.
All right. Well, I was at the shelter this last weekend doing my weekend volunteer, and it was kind of brought to my attention that because of this weather, where the dogs are having to spend, and the cats are we don't put the cats out, but the dogs, they go outside while we're cleaning their pens, and they aren't going to be able to spend as much time outside, obviously, because of the cold and the wet. So we are running really kind of low on our toys because, you know, they're going to tear them up, but that's what they're all about. Like, we've got to kind of keep them stimulated and happy, so we always give them a new toy each day. So it kind of crossed my mind this morning, maybe some people would like to clean out their own pet's toy box and bring in those toys, because we don't care if they're gently used, because they're going to get torn up. So if anyone does have a lot of toys, like my dogs do, go through and filter out what do they not play with any longer and bring them out to the shelter. We would certainly appreciate it, because it would just help keep our little guys happy and healthy. And same way with blankets. This kind of year, you know, we're dragging our blankets out of the closets because we're needing them, and you might come across some blankets that you no longer use. Maybe they have a tear or something. We would certainly appreciate having blankets. Towels were great on towels, but the blankets running a little short, so those are just a couple of things. If you'd like to help out the shelter, we would appreciate it. We will be having our open house in December, and at that time, and you probably aren't aware of this, but we have, after the Christmas parade on Friday night the following Sunday, the shelter always has an open house, and we dress up the shelter and dress up the dogs and cats, and people will come out, and we have punch and cookies and things, and they will bring gifts for the dogs and the cats. It's a great day, and a lot of people, this is what's really cool, they will sometimes, they bring back the animal that they, usually dogs, that they've adopted. What a joy that is to see how happy these dogs are. And every one of them put on a little weight. Can't imagine why. But, you know, it's just, it's a wonderful day for them to come back and show off the pets that have been adopted through the shelter. But that's coming up later, but I just, it's kind of starting to be that season, so I thought I might bring it up.
Sounds good.
Yes, and you need to come out and see us this year. I don't think you were here last year.
I wasn't here last year. I just moved here in September, so I definitely will have to come out and check it out.
Yes, it's a fun afternoon. So anyway, that was just something that I kind of want to throw out there before I start talking about the dogs. We've got some new names to add. We've had some adoptions this week. Even though yesterday on that crummy, nasty day, we had 3 adoptions, and it just thrills us because, you know, when those days occur, we're thinking, oh, dear, no one wants to come out in this weather. It's surprising. Sometimes that's just when we are the busiest. And so 1 cat and 2 dogs were adopted yesterday.
That's awesome. That's great to hear.
Yeah, it was. I'm going to start my list off with Macy. We still have Macy with us. She's been featured on our Facebook page with a really cute video. She smiles at you. When you call her name, she comes running at you, and she, you know, she bares her teeth. It's not like she's growling. She's actually giving you a big smile. And right now, she's got the prettiest white teeth. She's only around 3 years old, a black lab mix, and she's a doll. And we sure would like to find Macy a loving home. Lady is our hound dog. She's got gorgeous blue tick markings and dark brown markings around her ear. We also have Pyrex, which is a gray and white mixed breed, male, about 4 years old. He's very unique looking, and he's got honey-colored eyes, very gorgeous. The pet of the week this week is Blue. Blue's kind of our little chubby guy. He's older, but he's such a good guy, and he's going to be featured as pet of the week in the newspaper. He is also just a $30 adoption because he's already been neutered. He's a little Boston Terrier mix, black and white in color, kind of a chubby little guy because he's a little older. He has a little lump on his leg, but the local vet said it's nothing to be concerned with and would also help with the cost to have that removed. So there would be a reduced cost in that. But Blue's a super guy. He also keeps his kennel very clean. And that sometimes people will say, well, aren't they housebroken? That's hard to tell sometimes because they do spend an awful lot of time in their cage. But we do our best to kind of help train them so when you take them home, it's a little easier. We still have one of our puppies. There were two of them, a lab and shepherd mix. The little male is still available. He's black and white in color with a touch of tan. He's a sweet guy. We also have Bruce's. He came in with his brother. His brother's been adopted. He's only about a 5 month old. He's a black and white mixed breed. We're not real sure what he is, but he's a neat guy. Coco, this is a beautiful, beautiful dark chocolate brown lab. He is neutered. He's about a year old. He is super sweet. He would also just be a $30 adoption because he's already neutered. He's big, and he's muscular. He's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous, and a very well-behaved dog, and his name is Coco. So if you're looking for a chocolate lab, Coco's the one. Drake is black and white, a collie and heeler mix, kind of a catalog through and through. He's young. He needs some training, but he's smart as a whip and will help out on that farm. Randy is a five-year-old mixed breed, tan in color. The previous owner had her ears clipped. We're not really sure, but she's a sweet, sweet dog. She loves to talk. I've never had one talk as much as Randy does. You'll be working and you'll hear something. You'll swear there's somebody in there with you, and it's just her just making her little noise. So she came in with a little puppy, and we've named her Sadie. She's a beautiful little brindle female, just very little, and probably, say, 3 to 4 months old. So she's ready to learn to be a good dog. And then the new one on the list is Dopey. And Dopey is cute. Kind of has some blue tick markings. He's not very big. He's a male. He's only about 5 to 6 months old. He's a very loving little guy. Dopey is just cute as he can be. And the small dogs were kind of small in numbers, which is great because that means that they were adopted. Joey is our little wired hair, rough coat, black and white terrier mix. He has a little short tail. He has gobs of energy, and I mean gobs. He just stands in place and jumps up and down and up and down. We kind of wonder if maybe he doesn't have some Jack Russell in him because he's so active. But smart, good dog, very energetic, and just needs a ball to be thrown to him. We have Audie. Audie is our little senior schnauzer mix. Honestly, he's kind of rough looking because of his age. He's had some maybe some allergies, so his coat isn't as pretty as it could be. We think he's at least 12 years old, gray and white in color. He's blind, and he's got limited hearing. It's sad that he's with us, but yet we're making his life as comfortable as we can. And there's a lot of people out there that love to take home these senior dogs and spend some time with them. So we're hoping someone will come out and give Audie a little chance here. And then Bella is our senior fox terrier, about 8 years old, and has some little skin issues with her tail. That's healed up. She looks good. She is ready to go home, and we're hoping Bella can also spend the rest of her life in a loving home. So that would be the dogs and the cats, or the dogs and the puppies, and the kittens and cats. We've had quite a few adoptions, so the number is smaller, which makes us happy. We still have Daisy, a small gray kitten. Bubbles and Pebbles are still with us, male and female. They're siblings. They're very uniquely marked. They're kind of a long-haired calico in color. They're very healthy. Slappy and Sappy are still available, and they are also long-haired gray calicos. And then we've got Lucky, who is a neutered male. He's black. He is sporting his collar that has a bow tie on it. He would be all dressed for Halloween today. It would be a neat time for him to be adopted. And then we also still have some of our shelter kittens that are available. Two are gone, so we're down to two. So, as I said, we always have many, many kittens to choose from. Colors, shapes, sizes, long hair, short hair. We are open every day in the afternoons from 1 to 4. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. We are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant. And again, just a little reminder, please be careful with your pets this evening with the Halloween activities. It's kind of scary. You've got the doorbell ringing or door being knocked upon, and the door opens. Hopefully, don't get it in such a situation your dog might go running out the door or something. So just be aware of your pets this evening, I guess, would be a good tip.
Absolutely. It's going to be an interesting night for them. Just also like when it's fireworks night, it kind of gets them a little scared. So it's because it's different for them. It's not the norm for them.
It's not the norm. You got people coming in and out and they're wearing these strange costumes or maybe even looking normal. I don't know. But still, it's a little scary when you got people coming and going. So
well,
anyway, I hope everyone has a good safe Halloween.
Absolutely. There's quite a few animals there, but we want to make sure that animal count gets smaller and smaller every week because we want to make sure that those guys get adopted out. It sounds like a lot of cats got adopted, and that count's getting smaller. So, hey, folks, get out there and adopt a dog or a cat, or heck, adopt one of each and make sure they just play nicely with each other.
That's right. And you know, we do have people that will bring out. Maybe they have a dog at home, and they'll bring it out to see if they've picked out a kitten or something, see how they interact. And we encourage that. You know, if you're going to bring a pet into your house, sometimes it's kind of nice to know what the initial reaction is. That's not to say it's going to go as smooth as silk.
Right.
There's going to be some bumps in the road. They've got to find their place in the home and know where, you know, how they belong. And so but you have to be patient with that situation also.
I remember we had a cat. This was about 10 years ago. We had a cat, and we brought a kitten in because he'd gotten left or something. He was just like in this abandoned house, and we took him. We got him dewormed and all that. We took him inside, set him down, and our other cat was like, just was not happy, took off running the other direction, and just turned back around and gave it another hiss, and it's just like he wasn't happy at that point. They eventually got to be like best of friends, though.
And that's usually what happens. The pet that's been in the house has to show I'm in charge and I will always be in charge. And then after that, they pretty much get along. But it takes a while.
Yes, it does. Yeah. All right. Well, Becky, thank you very much for calling in today, talking about all the great animals you have at the shelter.
All right. Well, thank you. And like I said, I hope everyone has a fantastic Halloween and don't get spooked out there, I guess.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Becky Barnhart from the Coffeeville Friends of Animals calling in, talking about all the great animals. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have some more trivia for you to win some tickets to Jersey Boys tomorrow night right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.